Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop will be up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. I have some announcements here. Thank you. Amen. Praise God. We thank God that you're listening and those who are listening later. Thank you so much for joining us with Bishop John Crenshaw on Prayer Time with Bishop, ladies and gentlemen. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, I'll give that number out, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. You can text that out, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all the above, ladies and gentlemen. Send that number out, 347-843-4559. I believe, you may believe as well, everybody needs prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, we just thank God for his son. Thank God for precious Holy Spirit. And we definitely want to thank God for the Father. And thank you for everything, Father, this morning. Amen. Yeah, we bless the name of the Lord this morning. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. One more time, ladies and gentlemen, 347-843-4559. Also, too, we'll be opening up the lines as the Lord leads you for prayer. If you have a prayer request for yourself or others, your neighborhood, our nation, our world, we'll open up the lines as well. Be prepared for that if you like. Just hit star one on your phone. I'll put you in queue for prayer requests. I will mention that again a little later on. In addition to that, we also have the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up, the Word of God will be coming out of Psalms 91. And we encourage you that you read the entire chapter today as well, as you're led, but Psalms 91, verses 1 through 4. So we thank God for the Word today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's read the word, God. Psalms 91, 1 through 4. Amen. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress and my God, and Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wing shall thou trust. His trust shall be thy shield and buckler. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for his word today, ladies and gentlemen. Just great to know his word. Amen. Praise God. Amen, amen. Nothing like prayer, ladies and gentlemen. And at this time, if you would, put your hands together for the man of God as we open up Bishop's mic. God bless you, Bishop, this morning. Thank you, sir.
God bless you, Elder Taylor. Father, we thank you once again. We glorify you for your goodness and mercy. We thank you, Lord, that you allowed us another opportunity, another chance, God, to be in your presence. We thank you this morning for your goodness and your grace. We thank you for your love. God, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you. We lift your name up and we give you praise and glory and honor. Lord, we thank you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you this morning, God. The weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God and pulling in captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, we glorify you for your word today. We thank you for your protection today. We thank you, God, that your angels encamp about us. We thank you, God, you have given them charge over us, God, in the name of Jesus. We glorify you for it. We thank you, God, as you healed that mother this morning, that parent this morning, that father this morning, that child this morning. We thank you for your protection, God, in their lives, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood, Jesus, against every evil work. We plead the blood of Jesus for your protection. We plead the blood of Jesus, and we thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, that you allowed us to be clothed in our right mind, having the activity of our limbs, God. We thank you, Father, for the power of the Holy Ghost, God. We thank you for your word, because your word is spirit and it is life. We thank you, Lord, even as this storm has passed over. Lord, let us keep our minds in perfect peace. Father, we thank you, God, as you strengthen families this morning, as you encourage hearts this morning, God, as you be with those that have lost during this season, God, you strengthen and encourage their hearts. God, you provide for them, those that are hungry this morning, those that are without this morning. Father, we ask for your help. We ask for your strength. We ask for your guidance, Father, in the name of Jesus. As you touch someone's heart, as you touch our hearts, that we will help people, God, in this hour, in this season that we live in, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, for your word. We thank you for your anointing that destroys every yoke. Father, we thank you, God. You was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity, the chest of the people on us. But with your stripe, we are healed. Father, we glorify you for it this morning. We thank you, God. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, our end of a sound mind. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And Father, we come against every demonic force in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood against every sickness, every disease. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus this morning. Father, we thank you for lives this morning, God. God, even on the Gulf Coast, we ask you to look on those people that was flooded out, those people homes that were restored, those people that lost things on this season. Father, from that storm, God, we ask you to be with them. God, we ask for your protection around them, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, Lord, in the name of Jesus for your grace. We thank you, God, that their lives were saved, God, in the name of glorify you for your goodness, God. We praise you for it. And, God, we thank you, God, as you open doors in this season. You open doors in this time. And, God, we thank you, God, that job will be provided, God. God, we thank you for as you bless the children as they go into school and as they be at home at school, God. God, we ask for your protection, God, that there will, you will keep their minds of God, keep their minds sober, God, in the name of Jesus. Keep their minds of God, protect them from all evil, all pedophiles, all homos, all of evil, God, activities, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, protect those that's in college, even those that are going to school and those that are even at home. Father, we ask you for your guidance and your direction, God. Bless their parents, God. Strengthen them and be with them in the name of Jesus. And Father, look on those little ones that's in, God, that's got to go to school. Those the little ones that is in the classroom. Those, Lord, those that's in the class, God, protect them from this virus in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask for your protection of safety around them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your protection, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against that spirit of murder in the mighty name of Jesus, that spirit of envy and hate and jealousy. God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus against that murder against our black men. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus against the murder of the black woman, God, in the women. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus that any man come to try to destroy the lives. Father, we ask you to look on our white brothers and sisters in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them know that we are not just concerned about the black people, but we are concerned about every mankind. And Father, we ask for your grace and your mercy and your goodness. And Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your blood. And let us hide the word of God in our heart that we may not stand against you. And Father, you said in your word, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from the wicked way, then you would hear from heaven, forgive their sin and heal their land. We thank you, God. Our lands need healing. Our hearts need healing this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on this nation, oh God. Look on America. Look on Africa, God. Look on all the other countries. Father God, we need you as never before. We need your direction. Keep our minds in perfect peace. Father, we thank you, God. We glorify you. We lift your name up. Lord, look on the church world today. Father, we ask you to look on those pastors, God. Look on the congregation, God. Look on them, God. Strengthen them. Bless them, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you make ways, you provide. And we know now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask. And we thank you for your goodness this morning. We thank you for the grace, God, in the name of Jesus, that you'll keep our minds in perfect peace. We thank you this morning for another opportunity to worship you, Lord, that the body of Christ will keep on praising and glorifying your name and keep lifting you up and keep telling of the goodness of the Lord and telling God is good and God is gracious. compassion. And God is merciful, God, in spite of what we're going through, Lord, our minds, Father. And we thank you in the good times, in the bad times. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for families in the name of Jesus, for fathers this morning. Lord, we ask you to look on those that's incarcerated. Look on that family that's incarcerated this morning. Look on that mother, that child that incarcerated this morning. We ask you to strengthen that family and those that have lost loved ones during this hour, those seasons in life. God, we ask you to be with them. We ask you to strengthen their hearts. We ask you to encourage their hearts. God, we glorify you for your word. Everything is going down, but the word of God shall last forever. And Father, we thank you for your word. We glorify you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. And Father, we forever will ever give you praise, and all glory shall be thine forever. Oh, the blessing of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrow. Father, we thank you this morning, God. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word, because we stand and we decree and declare your word. You are a light, God. You are a bright and morning star. You are our provider. You are our way maker. Father, we thank you, God. We trust in you. We lean on you. We depend on you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for that soul this morning that's given their life to you. We thank you for that individual that's surrendered to you, God. We thank you, God, you're delivering them from drugs. We thank you, God, you're delivering that man, that woman, that child this morning. Father, we give you glory. We praise you, Lord. And we magnify you for all the marvelous things that you're doing. Even in this season, you're preparing us for great things. You're preparing us, God, in the name of Jesus. And we praise you for it, God. We thank you for the doors of being open. We thank you for miracles that's taking place. And we thank you for the blessings of God. We glorify you, Jesus, for all what you're doing. And God, keep our minds. We thank you for the prayer warriors, God, as you continue to strengthen their hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that have lost their homes during this storm, God, we thank you, God, as you provide for them, because you are able to make everything good. You're able to meet every need in their lives. And God, we depend on you. We thank you for your word. We thank you, God, and for your protection. We thank you for your goodness. And Father, we forever give you glory. We give you praise. We magnify you. We don't just praise you during the tough time and the stormy time, but we give you thanks for it and every day. God, the Lord, we thank you for your word, because everything else is going down, but your word shall last forever. And God, we thank you for the people of God as we continue to seek your face, as we continue to cry out to you, God, and we continue to hold fast to the promises of God, and Lord, that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we could think of as. And Father, we ask for that. Bless that little child that's in the hospital this morning. Bless that mother, that father that's in the hospital, that cousin, that nephew, that sister, that brother, that someone this morning that's in the hospital. We ask you to strengthen them right now. And God, we ask you to give them whole faith to hold on to your word, because we know everything else is going down, but the word of God shall last forever. And Lord, we thank you. This too shall pass, God, and we give you glory. We thank you, God, even in the season that we live in, all those times for election, God, let our people go out and vote. Let the people go out and vote, God. We are not dependent on a man, but God, we must do something, God, because you're not going to do it all. We have to do some things, God. And Father, we thank you for you, and we thank you for your grace. And God, we thank you for change, that laws will be changed, God, in the name of Jesus, that hearts will be saved, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will save, you will make the crooked places straight. And God, we glorify you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you this morning for that child, even that child that may be walking, that child that may be homeless this morning. As you protect them, God, you protect their lives, God. You protect them from the danger, Lord. You protect them, God, in the name of Jesus. Open a door, God, in the name of Jesus. God, let that child that's in college, God, that's look after they got out of college and looking for a job, Lord, we ask you to open that door. We ask you to make that way. We ask you to provide for them. And Father, we give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. He's just joining us. That was the voice of Bishop praying over you, your family, our nation, ladies and gentlemen, our city, and our world. So we thank God for Bishop. We thank God for that powerful, powerful prayer from Bishop today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen, amen. Praise God, ladies and gentlemen. I want to be sensitive to this time. For those who have a prayer request or a comment, like to share some information on the network, please share that. Hit star one on your phone. Star one on your phone will put you in queue, and that will mention only your last four digits. And we'll just thank you so much for being with us today. So if you do have a prayer request, we'd love to receive that at this time. Prayer requests, and just hit star one on your phone, and that will bring you in queue. And as you know, ladies and gentlemen, everybody on the planet needs prayer today in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we thank God for prayer again today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. So God is so good, ladies and gentlemen. Just thank God for those listening and those who are listening later on as well. So we thank the Lord for everything. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we're going to open the mic for Bishop's awesome wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Good morning, Doc. How are you, ma'am? Bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and God bless those that are listening this morning and those that will listen later. We thank God that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice. Praise God, and we will be glad in it. We're just so grateful. Praise the Lord for what the Lord is doing in this season. The Lord is continuously blessing and opening up our eyes. So this morning, I want to say, praise the Lord, Happy New Year to our Jewish brothers and sisters all around the country, and those of you that understand and grasp that. Praise the Lord, Ms. Spirit, Gashiana. Thank the Lord. We thank God for this blessed New Year. Praise the Lord that the Lord has granted us. Praise the Lord. And praise God, if we do our historical research and understand what time it is and what season it is, praise God, we know times and laws and calendars and everything all twisted around for man's agenda. But anyway, to God be the glory. I firmly believe that God honors our hearts. Amen. He's not so much, praise the Lord, caught up into, praise God, some of the things we may not know, but certainly when we come to the knowledge and understanding, praise the Lord, and then we can respect and understand, amen, the history of the things that have somewhat been so distorted, praise the Lord, that we don't even respect some of the things that we should pay attention to. So praise the Lord. So Happy New Year to all of you. Praise God, our Jewish brothers and sisters around the world. And to God be the glory. Amen. So Elder Kevin, as we close out, I would ask you if you could just play that shofar. It's one of the things we do. We know we do that, praise God, sometimes in our own services or whatever.
Amen.
Certainly this was a custom. This was a custom of our Jewish brothers and sisters were to pronounce, praise God, the beginning of a new season, the dawning, praise God, of a new year and the celebration of the things that God is getting ready to do. Praise God, just like people do it on New Year's Eve when they bring in January, they have all elements of celebration. Well, praise God, according to history, praise God, this is what our Jewish brothers and sisters did, amen, around this time and around this season. So may God's blessings, may his peace rest upon you, and may we continue, praise God, to walk in his truth and pray that the Lord will unveil and reveal, praise God, his divine and perfect will for us. But most importantly, that we get close to Jesus, amen, and that we have given our lives to him and we trust in him and him alone. Curses the man that make flesh his arms and whose trust is not in the Lord. So we trust him and we thank God for what he's doing in this season. And we thank God for continuing to opening the eyes of the believers. For the scripture said, the prophet Isaiah said, only a remnant, even based upon the things that I've shared, only a remnant would return to even understand and even desire and want. To understand, praise God. Traditions of men certainly is not going to save us, praise God. But knowledge and truth will keep us out of the clutches of the enemy's satanic plan. Praise God. Amen. To out of here before our time and to submit, praise God, to the enemy's agenda. So praise the Lord. Out of all of that getting, the word of the Lord said, get understanding. Praise the Lord. God bless you, and back to you, Elder Kim.
Hey, amen. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, as the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Lady General Bishop's wife, thank you so much for that wisdom, Dr. Crenshaw, the prayer request, and all that you do in the ministry. Thank you so much. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to turn it back over to Bishop, and then we're going to play the shofar as we close out. Bishop, back to you, sir. God bless you.
We thank God for all the word of God this morning that Dr. Crenshaw was sharing, and we give God the glory. And as we tell you to continue to hold fast to the promises of God, and we pray for California as well concerning those wildfires, that lives of being those families will be strengthened and encouraged in this season. And Lord, even although they lost a lot of their materials and stuff, that their lives are still, they still have life. They have an opportunity. And God, we pray for mercy and we pray for grace over their lives and their families and their loved ones and the pain that they're going through and the difficult times in their lives. Father, we give you praise and glory as you strengthen them and be with them as you provide for them in the name of Jesus. And Father, we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask. And we give you glory for all that you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Elder Kevin.
Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much for your time today, Bishop, Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you for the encouragement. And, of course, the most of all, the word of God in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So we thank God for his awesomeness, his mercy, and his grace. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give the Lord another hand clap. I can't praise him enough. Let's just give him another hand clap of praise, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you get some time today, of course, we want to encourage you to read the word as you led, Psalms 91, read the entire chapter. Also, too, if you have time, look up the shofar. Read up a little bit about the shofar as we play we're going to play the entire 2 minutes or so, and just let the folks meditate on that as they're led in the Holy Spirit. So we thank God for his wonderful grace, mercy, and loving kindness towards us even right now. And we just pray that everything that Bishop Dr. Crenshaw prayed about, it comes about even right now. We're just going to change the change in the land. It's because of Bishop's prayer. It's a change in the land because of what Dr. Crenshaw said. There's a change in the land right now because of what you're praying for yourself. You know, we also believe you lay hands on yourself, lay hands on your children, lay hands on your grandchildren and your family members and friends that let you pray with them as well. And pray over them in Jesus' name. So we thank God, as Bishop says, thank God for the word, and never, never give up. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. It's been prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bless you. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, the word of the Lord says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord. He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Thank you, Lord, for his marvelous word. Ladies and gentlemen, thank the word in time for you today as well. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Have a great day, everyone. Enjoy the Lord today. Amen. God bless you. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen.